If you look at this plan, I'm in a hurry because I know I have 5 minutes, but I'm trying to speak for everybody. Have you noticed something? Every house is built on the street. There's no backyard because I did a study on the grading of our stuff. Every property there is dropping from 29% to all the way to 32%. By the way, that coming in street is about 15% drop. That's how much is dropping. And so when you look at this kind of stuff, and it just, you know, you look at a bunch of stuff that just don't add. And I am actually prepared, but I'm sorry. I just got so many things here. Because there has been a lot of mention about 90-day rental and all that stuff. And the key in this whole thing is one access. Basically, this is, to me, that is a nightmare waiting to happen. But there's a question about safety, security, traffic. You know, we're mixing residential and non rental. Well, I don't know how many things increase in terms of traffic. I know I've hired this guy to do some work too, so I know this guy, Todd Chandler, real well. So it's not like one of those things that, and I was an engineer, but it's all part of what it is that, you know, and I know that there's thing in there that it doesn't make sense. So, the other things that, that people talk about is the property value. He has not shared about it, but is it your mother-in-law?
Sir, I'm sorry.
He's at Cross Creek. He lives at Cross Creek. Basically, that solar house, and it basically lost about $25,000 loss just in the recently. And then I think this interesting is that this group has submitted. We've been here in 2015 going through the same thing, and then it got denied. And then we're going back the same thing. April 17th, we're coming back in here for another thing, the same property for duplexes. So it's just interesting that I know they're persistent. That's great. But, you know, I'm here today. I know there's a lot of people already left. I speak for a lot of people in our neighborhood that cannot speak, that don't like to speak. They're afraid to speak, or they can't even get out of here. I care for them because that is what's happening here. It's just that what they're doing. Our whole development is 54 acres. Their development is less than 9.85 acres. That's less than 17% of our whole development. Forget about the numbers. Whether they believe on this report from Todd Chandler. When you got 100 and something, if this 19 duplexes, you know you're going to have at least 40 cars. You're saying that there's only 10 more traffic happening per day? I just can't believe that. I mean, nobody's staying anywhere. I mean, are they not going anywhere? Are they not on vacation? So I think those are the things. But and again, when you start doing this, my concern really about density. And just the whole traffic and just what is happening to everybody's property in here. And the concern, I mean, today we have a lot of people in here. Basically, when you see this picture, this is not going to happen anymore with the family or walking the street anymore because we absolutely will not be doing a lot of this when you have a lot of traffic. When he said there's only 10 car coming, there's 19 duplexes. I somebody's not adding up. So, and again, I really, really appreciate it for all your listening to us, and I hope that you would deny this application for the 100th time because it's been there, and we're as a homeowner going to come back. We are real concerned about this whole development. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You want to come back out? So right now what we're talking about are 19 residential single family homes is what's being proposed, right?
Yes. Yeah, I don't, there was some mention of 19 duplexes. We're going after nightly rentals tonight.
Is that at the Board of Adjustment meeting?
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there was someone that was saying that there would be 10 cars increase. I actually think there will be less for a between residential and nightly rental. I think there will be less cars going through there, less traffic, and if nightly rentals were approved, just because of there would be no school buses and all that stuff. I've already mentioned that, and that nightly rentals aren't rented out 100% of the time. There's a couple other facts. The streets are narrow in some spots. That is true on South Fork going through there. Some spots are, I believe, 16 foot, maybe 6 inches in some spots, and they go up to 18 foot in some other areas. The road is narrow in a couple different spots, and if you go down onto Lakeshore Drive, there is a couple spots by a guardrail that are close to 19 foot too. And there is a lot more traffic that goes through there with just such minimal, I mean, you're talking 2.5 feet between that and the South Fork. There's so much more traffic going through Lakeshore Drive than South Fork. And I believe that South Fork can take on the traffic for nightly rentals. And I believe that if you have 19 residential single family homes, it is going to have more traffic than nightly rentals.
Any specific questions or comments for the applicant?
Do we have a size on these homes?
Yes. That is the plan that you guys have in front of you, the three bedroom, two and a half bath.
They are a different size on all of them. I just want to get it out in public so we'll know what size they are. I know, I love it. I just wanted to say it.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, it's almost 10.
We got 2 minutes. Let's see how we do.
You just
for the
have
next
to.
2 minutes. So, the general comment I would make is, I appreciate you getting the traffic count in there. The difference between someone that lives in that area and a nightly rental is they won't have a clue where they're going, and they're going to just be driving through that traffic and making that loop around nightly rentals. For their first time there, it just seems like it would be a nightmare for them to find where to go and how to get there. So that alone is a serious safety concern for me. But does anyone else have any questions or comments? Are we ready to make a motion on this application that's being presented before us?
If I do mind, say one more thing or a couple more things. Someone mentioned that people might throw trash out their back doors of their nightly rentals. I don't really see that as the case. We actually right now have someone that's dumping trash down there on our property. We have found out one of them who it is, but there's trash being dumped down there and washed down the hill. There's been multiple trash bags. I know that has nothing to do with this, but someone has been going down there and dumping brush and all sorts of stuff from their garden and trash bags full of trash. You might think that nightly rentals might be rented out by a drug dealer or someone that would not, I mean, someone said rapist or something like that. It could very well be, but you never know. If we built a house and it was rented out, it could be rented out to someone that would live there full time and they couldn't do anything about it. These people would only be here for a few days. I know that they would know more about the person that lives there for a year or month or whatever at a time, but you couldn't do anything about getting them removed from the area if they are a child predator or they have killed people in their past. A felon. Could be anyone.
Yeah. Well, I think
make a motion to extend the meeting to 10:30.
I'd second that.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so we're to 10:30. So any other questions for the applicant or someone ready to consider a motion?
Ben, this is just an observation.
Yeah.
I don't think you're ever going to get anything done here on this property except for single family dwellings. I mean, these people are in arms and we have to agree with them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just an observation on my part.
I'm not ready to inflict 19 nightly rentals on these people. I voted against it last time and I would make a motion to deny again.
We'd like to see you do what you want to do, but it needs to suit everyone. Because this is everybody has to live together like this man said earlier.
So we've got a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Randy seconds it. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, can we have a reason for the denial motion?
Yes, you can. It is not compatible with single-family housing.
Thank you.
I would ask that everyone respect the situation you're in when the vote takes place. So we do have a motion. We've got a second. Any further discussion? The motion is to deny the application that was presented. Hearing no further discussion, all those in favor of denying the application, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Opposed?
6-0. Okay.
And the reason why it was denied was?
Compatibility. And
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's, if you'll leave in orderly fashion, that'd be awesome, so that we can get in the people that have patiently waited for their.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take a 5-minute bathroom break.
6:16 left.
Nobody else goes. I'm going.
Dang it. I'm rooting for Texas Tech. Can we, since we're, do we have to do a motion?
We made a motion.